Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mr. Guerin is here, ready to chat with him about what just happened and what happens in the future. Billy, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It has been a few days. You have had numerous seasons in management going back to Pittsburgh and playing days in Pittsburgh when you won the whole thing. You participated in the Olympics multiple times. You're now the general manager of the Olympic team. You're a U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer. So you've seen the highs of highs, and you also know how difficult it is when a season ends. When you think back to this series, which emotions are still running dominant for you?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know if this is an emotion, but missed opportunity. We had it, you know. Like I'm encouraged by the future. I'm not satisfied with the end, because there was, and I think a lot of the players said it too. There's a different feeling. We felt like we could really win, and we didn't. So you're down. Just down. Really, just down about it.
It is a very narrow margin. It was an uber competitive series. It was fun to watch. Which part you think will stay with you longer? The opportunity to go ahead 3-1 or the Nyquist offsides when Hartman just makes a brilliant play and gives you the lead with about 80 seconds to go?
Yeah, those are two of them. Just not being able to just grab one of the overtime games. Not two of them. Just,
yep.
You know, I don't want to get greedy, but like just one of them. I said, like, we didn't get outplayed. They got very opportunistic goals, and that's part of it, you know.
It's
unfortunate, but it's the reality.
Is this the first series where you felt like that you could have won it just as easily as your opponent?
Yes.
What was different?
That's when I meant like it felt different. That was the difference. We were right there with them. It was a hell of a series. Two good teams. we could have won it. You know, I think in just like looking back, I think the series against Dallas, Erickson Ek was out. You know, we lost Hartman for a game early on. It just, we were just kind of, we probably a little overmatched. You know, the St. Louis one, kind of the same thing. And it just, this was the first one where I really felt, I think we all really felt like we're not just in this participating, we can win.
I also felt like in those series, and it wasn't always like your goaltending wasn't good, but that the other team's goaltending was better. And in this series, and again, I'm not ripping Hill, but I still feel like Gustafson was the best goaltender in the series.
Yeah, I do too. I would agree with you on that. And all those things, I mean, we scored more goals than they did. You know, things like that. It almost doesn't add up, you know. But like I said, they got the timely goals in overtime and late in the third game six. So, and look, they're a good team too. They're trying to win. I felt really good about our chances this year.
When you saw the second challenge on the Hartman goal, and it's close, but it clearly, at least to me and most, looks like Nyquist is offsides and it is the right call. What was your feeling? Because I'll just be honest. I think a lot of us are watching saying, come on, I've watched the guy straddle the blue line, you know, thousands of times, and why didn't it happen on that play?
Yeah, it was like, disbelief, like no way. But you know, hey, those are the things, those things happen. Like I don't think after that either, I don't think our team shrunk. I don't think we, you know, a lot of times after that there's an emotional letdown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that happened. We didn't shrink in our game or our emotion.
Let's do this. Let's break on time here, and I want to get to a number of other points, a little more in the series, but also more importantly, where you go from here. Often we get really good texts for Billy. This Bill Guerin, his first extended interview since the series and the season came to conclusion, but an enormous off-season for this club that finally have financial flexibility, and they've got one of the 10 best players in the game, and he is a restricted free agent. So we'll start with Kirill. We'll come back, and we're lucky to have Bill Guerin for a two-part interview here on a beautiful, what do we got? We got a Tuesday
sure
afternoon
do.
Here with William Guerin. I want to talk Stretch Lab. I'm going to talk to a lot of people, including myself, who will be outside at some point today. I think Q and I are going to go for a bike ride. He's got a little physical therapy today, but you know where I take Q often? Stretch Lab. We primarily go to the Plymouth location, but we've been to the Chanhassen location, the Maple Grove location, the one by B'nai McCoska. There are 11 locations. So whether you're a person like me who's hanging on to some sort of physical shape, whether you have a young adult or a child in your life with some of the physical challenges my son has, whether you're a runner and you're in great shape, or whether you sit on the couch too much, Stretch Lab will help you out. Half off your first visit. That's right. They've got 25-minute sessions. They have 50-minute sessions. I've been going for 6-plus years, and they make me feel better, bring back that range of motion and flexibility every single time I go. I mean that. StretchLab.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bill Guerin with us, president of hockey operations, GM for the Minnesota Wild. Is this the most important offseason since you came on board in this position?
First of all, I love the Juice Newton lead-in.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, go ahead and explain. Dave's going to explain our bumper music theme today.
A theme every day, and today it happens to be National Beverage Day, so we have artists and bands with a certain type of beverage as part of their name.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Juice. If you could have, in fact, you can. Later in the day, it's beautiful. If you could have one beverage today, outside, enjoying the weather, which beverage are you going to have?
Oh, boy. I'd probably have to do an ice-cold beer today.
Ice-cold beer.
It's such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful day.
What is Bill Guerin's go-to beer?
I'm hitting a Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't like a single light beer. I like beer. I just think the light beers don't hold up. Why am I wrong?
Yeah. Just because you are so often, I don't know.
Thank you. I'm just so comfortable in that area.
Yeah. you just are.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, both of you. I really appreciate it. All right. Is this the most important offseason?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It really is. Listen, we have to sign our best player. We are coming out of a cap situation that, you know, we've been dealing with for 4 years. We have some flexibility. We have the ability to make our team better. That's going to be our goal. And, you know, for that makes this a very important offseason.
I heard you today when you met the media and you said regarding Kirill that you're very confident. And you've said this when I've asked you. You said it again today. How soon will this get serious to hopefully back up that you were right, that he wants to be here and that you can get this done?
It's already serious. It's just anything to do with him is serious.
Yep.
And, you know, once we start, like I said, it's already serious. Anything to do with him is serious. So any conversation I have will be of a serious nature.
So is it even with your own restricted, is it July 1st? That's when you first can formally offer him the deal?
Yeah. So there's you know, restrictions to when you can and can't. But I just feel like any time we're dealing with him, it's very serious.
Because of how important he is to your team, because of how good he is, because of how young he is it as simple as, Kirill, here's 8 years, here's the maximum amount of money we can give you, and here's the full no-trade clause?
Well, that'd be nice. I don't know if it's ever that simple, but...
But isn't it going to come down to basically conceptually that?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I mean, that's a contract. Like, that's a...
Right.
Yeah, here's the money, the term, the details of it. That's it.
Will you be in front of him face-to-face on July 1st?
Probably not. He'll probably be in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one.
I don't really deal with the players on this. You deal with the agents. And,
yep.
You know, sometimes I do talk to the players, you know, when they, you know, they need to hear stuff from me. Kirill and I have had a number of conversations over the years, and, he knows where we stand and how important he is to the organization and to the team and all his teammates and stuff like that. And to the community. Like,
yep.
He's an important guy here.
He is an incredibly important guy. Okay. Yeah. Can you add two top six type players this offseason in free agency?
Yes, I think we can.
Okay. So for me, and you know this 1,000% better than me, to me, when I think of a top six type person, I think it's somebody who's making at least $6 to $7 million. With the cap situation, can you add two guys making $6-7 million?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That's without
And look, it's not just, you know, cut and dry. You know, I don't know if there's gonna have to be other moves to fit certain guys in or
yep.
what, but you know, like you said, you listened to my press conference. We are going to try to make our team significantly better.
Yep.
This year.
You mentioned first a center. You talked about Ek, who has been a great player for you. Again, landing high quality centers who can be a top two type of center is hard. Do you think those players are out there for you and are reasonable to get?
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Well, you know who's out there.
Well, not yet. Not yet, really. I mean, we know who could be. We don't know who's
yep.
really out there. I mean, we'll see.
If it came down to you could only add one, a center who doesn't exactly have the same skills as Eriksson Ek, but you and your top people can have an honest debate which one's one, which one's two, or you can add a winger who you think can give you 30 goals on a fairly regular basis. Is the center still the way you would go?
Yes.
Okay. How come?
This pains me to say because I was a winger my whole life. They're more important. They have more responsibility on the ice. They're like faceoffs, D zone, like all those things. Centers are just, you build teams down the middle and on D first, and then you know wings. Scoring wingers are like we have an elite scoring winger in Kirill. He's unique in that sense, but normally it's you know the it's the centers.
Do you need another center with some size?
Size is always good.
Yeah. Because your other centers, and it's not like Hartman isn't feisty, but your other centers are smaller, right? So one other guy with that, I mean, you're right, conceptually, you're always, if you can have high-end smaller, high-end bigger. You're going to take bigger. But in the makeup right. of your team, is it even more important to have some size?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be the preference, yes.
What does Zeev need to do to be a regular on your team next year?
I think he needs to have an incredibly good summer with his training. He's got to learn how to train like an NHL player. He's going into a different stratosphere than he's ever been, and his strength and conditioning is going to be key. I know he's going to spend a significant amount of time here in Minnesota. He's going to work with Andy Ness, our skating coach. He's going to work with Matt Harder, our strength and conditioning coach. Those are the things that he needs to do to get off to a good start and not fall behind early. And that's really important.
What's realistic about how much weight and how much size he can add in an off season compared to it's a multi-year process?
Well, look, he's only 19.
Yeah.
He is a child. So he's not going to be done actually growing for quite some time. But, you put the right type of weight on in the right amount of time in the right places, it's always going to help. You know, you just don't start going to, burger joints and putting weight on any way you can. You got to put it on the right way. And it's your weight is your weight. You've got to be strong.
I mean, I can take him out drinking with me. I mean, he would gain some weight that way.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have any fun.
That hurts.
I know.
I'm listening right now. I mean, you might.
That was pretty good.
This isn't a voicemail. Okay, you're off. Okay, I keep hearing about him, and I keep hearing he's tantalizing, and I heard you mention him today. What strength does he bring to you, and how confident are you that when you get together in September that he's in training camp with you?
Well, he's a highly skilled kid. I'm confident. I believe in him. We'd like to see him on the team. He's going to have to come over and prove that he belongs there. But I'm confident that he'll do that.
What does Ogren need to do to not be bouncing back and forth next year?
Same as Bouillon.
Yeah,
he's got to have a good summer. Don't get behind early, and just keep progressing. You know, John mentioned him today and handling his demotions and his recalls the right way. He's handled it the right way, but he needs, again, another young guy. He needs to continue to get, stronger and faster. And, I'd like Ogie to kind of trust his instincts a little bit more, not be as robotic as he is, because he's got great talent and he can shoot. And he's a potential, goal scorer. And so we just want him to have a good summer.
I think a lot of us, in fact, almost all of us, thought when Flower gave the quick wave, didn't want any more spotlight, and skated off after the loss, that he was done. When you first found out he was going to the Worlds to play for Canada, what was your reaction?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He loves the game. They're going to have a good team. He wants to win.
Will he play?
I love it. Yeah, I think he's going to be their number one.
Okay. Are we going to be sitting here in September and all of a sudden I'm going to get a release where Marc-Andre Fleury is coming back? Is he really done?
I think he's really done.
How come? Why? What convinced? You know him extraordinarily well. What convinces you?
Yeah, I've just had the conversations with him. And,
yep.
I think this is it. This is a great opportunity for him to, play for his country for a little while. And yeah, but I really do believe in my heart that he's done.
When would you like me to send my my bullet points on how you should handle the offseason? I could text
ASAP.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Soon, right?
ASAP.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Will you miss the biweekly visits in the summer?
Yes, I will. I will.
Yeah. You can still call in.
No. Don't call me.
Yeah. Wait for you.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Or no, I won't call you. You call me.
Okay. We'll periodically. Could we, like, listen in to negotiations? That'd be a good perspective.
That would be actually unbelievable.
I would love to listen.
Yeah. Some days you would, some days you wouldn't.
Yeah. Some days this is kind of tedious.
Yeah, it's just, some days it's just a grind.
Yeah.
And some days it's not. You get somewhere, you know. Some days are good, some days aren't.
Yeah. And last thing, hockey-wise. Ideal world, how many new players on your 20-man opening night roster next year?
Ideal world, 3.
That's it. 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think our D's set.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to add or change the forward group a little.
I mean.
And then there we go. We don't need a lot.
Is Wallstedt ready to be your backup goaltender?
Well, he needs to have a good summer as well.
Yeah.
Like he, the year didn't go as planned, but you know, we still believe in him. He's got great talent. I think him seeing kind of the light at the end of the tunnel here is really going to help him focus. He's going to spend a lot of time in Minnesota this summer as well. That will definitely help him.
Listen,
so it'll be good.
I greatly appreciate you coming on, including on a day like this, to give us 2 segments. We have a lot of fun. You know, I'll reach out. Maybe we'll bump into each other. But thanks again for coming on a regular basis.
And thank you for having me. I really do enjoy it. You do a great job. And I really do. I like it because you ask good questions, and I like to be honest with the fan base and your listeners. And it's good. Thank you for having me on again this year.
Absolutely. Just stop hanging out with Steens. That's my one last
advice. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Thank you. Bill Guerin, tremendous with us all season long. 35 past 2 on CCL.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's World Beverage Day, so go ahead, Dave.
National Beverage
National.
Day.
National.
We're not sharing with this
I'm
one.
Sorry, I was hoping it was the World Beverage Day.
Well, as you know, to celebrate National Beverage, it's a toast to beverages of all types, artists, bands, with a beverage in their name. This, of course, we're bringing you a little iced tea.
Let's bring it back. At the Wolves game the other day.
That's right.
Maybe tonight.
Could be.
Maybe tonight. Speaking of that, Jim Pete on with us tomorrow. Multi-segments 107. To recap, game 1, I thought I had tickets to game 2. Found out just before the show I don't.
Didn't work out for you?
Don't have tickets. So
you know people. Come on.
I do know people. I do know people. I've reached out to some people. If you'd like to take me to game 2 Thursday.
Pete can't get you in?
Well, I've thought about actually getting a press pass and just sitting up there, but there's already 19 people up in the radio press.
Don't they know who you are? Kick
I might.
A couple out.
I might, but I want to go up there and have a beverage or two, and then I probably would put something in Alan's drink and push him off the side and take
Chad Hartman back where I belong.
Yeah. Where is Alan? I don't know. Like, Jim's like, where's Alan? I can't find him. You know, I got him tied up in one of the bathrooms.
Stay quiet.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to invite me to the Wolves game, I'd love to go.
Oh, nice.
I can go as a press member, but I kind of want to socialize and have the fun. So Jim Pete tomorrow. So three topics for you. You can have one beverage today, 6 o'clock at your house. One beverage today, 6 o'clock on a gorgeous day. What are you having? Bill Guerin just said a Bud Light. I said a glass of red. I could go for a margarita, though, too. And, like, you're downplaying the spicy margarita? Who are you?
I just don't like spice in my beverages or my desserts. You know, like, plenty of spice.
How many spicy desserts are there? There are a lot of...
People throw, like, the spice in chocolate now.
Is that becoming more of a thing?
I think so.
Okay. I think you're making that up.
No, it's not.
So that would be mine right now. Because I had a Pepsi yesterday. So I shouldn't have too many Pepsis. What would your drink be then today?
I would go with a tall, ice-cold glass of fresh-squeezed lemonade.
That's very good. That is excellent. That's one. 6 o'clock, sitting on the front stoop, your massive patio. You're just looking outside. What is your beverage that you would have on the planet's beverage day? I'm not even calling it national. I'm not even calling the world. It's the planet's beverage day. U.S. News and World Report seems like they're only relevant with this list and a couple other lists.
Do the colleges still?
I think they do. They have identified the 10 best states in the United States of America to live. Number one, Utah. Right now, Utah is dead to me because the person in radio outside of this building I am closest to is my guy, Charge.
They stole him.
And Charge has been telling me about this for the last multiple years. Charge is a very good friend. We used to live 5 houses from each other. We obviously worked together. And our friendship is even stronger. And I knew this was a possibility, but he texted me a couple weeks ago that he and Roxy are leaving. So right now, Utah is dead to me. But Utah is number one on the list. Would you want to live in Utah?
I'd give it a shot.
I would.
It could be lovely.
It maybe. Salt Lake City's underrated, but it's still not bustling enough. I mean, Church is living like I said. I'm looking forward to the manifesto. I mean, where he's living. Jeez, Christ. I also told him I'm ready for my appearance on the Dateline show talking about you.
That'll be good. Showed me
where the place is. New Hampshire, too, doesn't do a thing for me.
No, why?
No, shouldn't even be a state.
I mean, if we're talking that area of the country, there's better options.
Yeah, it's another one of these states that should be either Connecticut or Massachusetts.
Slap it together with Vermont?
Yeah, I mean, Vermont, get out. No, Vermont, get out.
Just get out entirely?
Get out. Vermont.
Canada can have it?
New Hampshire. No, we're just going to combine them into states. Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Get out of here.
Rhode Island's barely a city, let alone
a
state.
Okay, those three, get out of there. One Dakota, so now we're at 46. Divide up California and make that like 5 different states. That's probably the way to go. Idaho, 3. No. No. It looks beautiful. I mean, I wouldn't mind visiting it, but I want a city. I want some stuff.
You know, I'm Boise?
No, that's not
it. You want a bunch of crazies, no. Panhandle? They got a nice panhandle.
Great.
Good panhandle.
We're 4. We're normally very high in these lists.
Well, look around.
Yeah. We're amazing, apparently.
It's true.
Nebraska's 5.
Please.
Get out of here. Florida's 6. It's like California. It's so different. Like, the panhandle compared to Miami is like traveling across the world.
Yes.
They're nothing alike. I would, if I had to live in Florida, I'd live in Fort Lauderdale. I think Fort Lauderdale is very underrated. Vermont, again, not a state. South Dakota, again, not a state. Massachusetts, you got Boston.
Boston's good.
You got fun.
Mm-hmm. A lot of history there if you're into that.
Yeah. I think some things happened there. Might have arrived there early in our history.
Interesting. I'll look into that.
I kind of want, you know, a little warmer weather. But Massachusetts, I could see. Washington, if it just wouldn't rain 500 days, that's my thing. That's because I love Seattle. And I love how beautiful Washington is, and there's a lot of diversity to Washington, too. But I don't want to look outside in 70 days a year. It's raining out. Do you?
It's more than 70. Far more than 70. It's you get about 70 days of sun.
Yeah. I meant 700. I was too busy showing
the
effect. Yeah, I was close.
No, as people I know in the Seattle area have said, it's beautiful for a little bit. The rest of the time, it's just cold and wet. That's
damp. Yes. I don't like damp.
You spend the whole year cold and wet.
Damp.
Ugh.
Words you don't like. Damp. 651-461-9226. Is anything ever good if it's damp?
Would you rather be damp or moist? Speaking of words people hate.
I don't mind moist. But there are people in my life who I'm very good friends with who just, I can get them to run out of a room if I say moist.
A lot of people hate that word.
If you were going to live in another state, which is your state? If you were going to live in any state and it's somewhat comparable circumstances, where are you going? So your drink at 6 o'clock and your state, if you're leaving your state. Most of our audience is Minnesota, but not all. So they might be happy in the state they're in right now. You can brag it up. What do you got? The drink and the state if Minnesota was not an option. 651-461-9226. Part of what makes Minnesota pretty good. Not one, not two, not five, not 10. 11 Twin Cities area Stretch Labs. They are reliable. You don't just walk into Stretch Lab and automatically meet with Zach, let's say employment, and say, hey, I'd like to stretch people. Says, yeah, go ahead and start. No, there is extensive training. There's follow-up to make sure you're pretty good, make sure the customers like you. And my guy Kevin does a lot of the training. So you get professionals. You might go in there, and you've had that lower back issue your entire life. You might go in there, and you got this rotator cuff that has just popped up. You might go in there and you feel great. You just want to keep feeling great. Or you might go in there because you sit on your couch way too often and you need a lot of help. That's when you get the 50-minute session. They've got the 25 and 50-minute session. They will improve the quality of your health, and all of us should want it. I've trusted these folks, not only myself, Quentin, and friends, for 6-plus years. Half off your first visit. StretchLab.com. All right, among the offerings from the texters, Maine is immaculate.
It was on my short list.
Maine?
I've been to Portland, not all over the country or the state, but beautiful.
I need a big city. I do, for me.
That's fine.
Yeah, I do. Canada. Yeah.
Soon to be.
I mean, that's a heck of a choice, right? Plus an ice-cold Molson. What are you saying on Molson beer?
I've never had a Molson.
Never?
Beer. No.
I think a Molson.
I drink American, Chad.
Okay. Well, we're about to be America. Canada's about to be America. What are you talking about?
I've heard it's not for sale.
Canada again. If it's hot, I think a gin and tonic would be perfect. That's pretty good. Jason, if you had to move, Colorado has also been mentioned. Arizona has been mentioned. I love Arizona. It's just 3 months of the year, it's torturous.
Yes.
Denver.
We're looking for a new place where you'd be happy 12 months a year.
Yes.
San Diego.
San Diego's way up there. I'm an L.A. guy. I would pick L.A. over San Diego. It's just California is a madhouse. You know, if you can put up with some of the nonsense.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
There's so many damn regulations. There's just so many goofy things out there.
Mm.
And then if you stay in your main enclave in L.A.,
yeah,
so you're not driving across.
That's what most people do because it's the traffic is terrible.
Yeah. Beverage today. You might be doing this. You'll be home.
I'm going to Cuzzy's after the show if anyone wants to say hello.
Yeah, Cuzzy's. Okay, what are you going to get at Cuzzy's?
Well, just, you know, maybe a Molson.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
good. A little solidarity with our 51st state.
Let's go. Jason, next.